Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is he thinking, is he mistaking Robin? I don't. Robin's back. Let's give her a run. She's got something to say about Kevin Durant. I'm certain of it. What's up, Robin?
No, I'm not. Hey, how you doing? Real quick, I just want to say, did you hear when Don Nelson was on for the celebrity? He asked Ray if he was still fat. That was so funny. And Ray asked him if he was still high.
Yeah, he's still high. He probably had like five. He had five blunts tucked into his sock. Oh wait, he doesn't wear socks anymore.
That was hilarious. Here's a couple of things I just. I lost my train of thought. I wanted to say, I'm so sick of people talking about Curry can't hide on defense anymore. Well, actually, unless they're watching a different game than I am, I don't see him being hidden as much. He's actually playing at least attempting to play better defense. And why don't they assign that same criteria to most of the point guards in the NBA who don't play no defense? Because last time I checked, Harden plays very little. Russ plays very little. Kyrie Irving plays even less. And Curry's never going to be a great on-the-ball defender. That kind of makes me mad. And then the second thing I find annoying, but I think it's because you and I, and that's why I like to call and talk to you, we're older and we think a little more logical and sensical, is that everyone's looking for instant gratification right now. And it's just not going to happen, okay? And so I don't want to see, this thing about, Curry can get his shine on. I don't want to see our team or Curry. I know things change, but I don't want to see Curry, be judged by the standard that Harden and Kyrie is playing a lot of ISO one-on-one, carrying the team on his back. That's not our DNA. That's not his DNA. Mark Jackson had them playing that kind of ISO ball. And when Steve Kerr came in, he took over and said, we're going to take this weight off the backcourt. And we're going to share with everyone. So, I just hope through all the changes and all the restructuring that we don't lose our identity. Because our fans sure are. But I hope our team doesn't lose their identity. And that's all I have to say today. And, I'm through trying to psychoanalyze. Oh, KD, one last thing. I don't think KD was ever going to stay Irv. This was just a journey for him. I didn't see him being a long-term warrior. He's on a journey. Whatever his journey is in life, he came, he conquered. I think you said that. And now he's moved on to the next phase in his life. And so be it. That's what life is about. Life is about progressing, not regressing. And that's just my nickel and that dime. And
all right, nice Robin. I am mad at Kevin Durant. I am not mad at Kevin Durant. I'll say that a billion times.
His name is Kevin Durant.
I'm sorry, it's Kevin Durant. I can't believe I got his name wrong. Oh, here we go. Ageism. 707 is on fire today. I don't know if there are, I haven't had a chance to see if it's all the same 707, but if it is, you're a very busy person. You got a lot of things going on inside that dome of yours. Maybe sit down and do a little creative writing. Get it off your chest. You might find a career there somewhere. 510 says Steph led the league in steals in 2015. Doesn't anyone remember that? Rata Gray. Is that your handle, Rata Gray? Okay. Look, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to say Steph's not that bad on defense, and I agree with you. But let's not look through everything with our blue and gold glasses, okay? Steph Curry is a decent defensive player, and that's probably – he's a good team defender. He's good giving help to his teammates, weak side. He's got quick hands. He's going to get his hands on a lot of balls. But he is never, ever going to be a lockdown defender on the perimeter. He's just not. And it's a good thing they don't need him to, because especially this year, he is going to be spending so much energy on the offensive end, running through endless screens. And, man, he's going to see boxing ones now, thanks to Nick Nurse. Might see a triangle in two here or there. And if he does, D'Angelo Russell is going to be there to light it up. Jordan Poole and D'Angelo Russell were brought here because they get buckets. The Warriors lost KD, and Klay's not going to be there. That's 50, 60 points a game. They got to figure out a way to make it up. Russell can get you 20 to 25 of those. Where's the rest of it going to come from? By the way, you're listening to 95.7 a game, KGMZ FM, NHD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. 415, Curry's defense is super decent. I don't know that you ever drop a super in front of a decent, do you? Well, I guess you do. I promised I wasn't going to be that. I wasn't going to be the text line cop. So I won't be. The 415 says, I hate to say it, but Steph on a team with no superstars is easy to guard. Really? Think of this. If you double team Steph, LeBron, Harden, Durant, who will struggle the most? Okay, I got you. So you've got Steph, LeBron, Harden, Durant. They're all going to face double teams. Who is best equipped to handle that double team? I'll give you the names again. Steph, LeBron, Harden, Durant. Okay, Harden is in last. And it's got to be KD. Healthy KD, harder to guard than LeBron. Because KD can literally beat you in every single way imaginable. And if you decided to just let him shoot threes, he'd average 45. If you went into a game against the Lakers and said, we're going to make LeBron James beat us with threes. We're not going to give up any twos in the paint. Very few mid-range. We're going to make LeBron beat us from the outside. I don't think LeBron can beat a team from the outside. He's a hell of a passer, though. Getting it to his guys out of double teams. LeBron James has been criticized for being too much of a passer early in his career when the Cavs, who had nothing beyond him, and there were a few games in like a two-week stretch where game was close, went down to the wire, and LeBron had the ball, of course. You expect the ball in his hands to make something happen, and he did. Dish, kick, wide open three. Danielle Marshall misses the three. That's not LeBron's fault. And people say, oh, LeBron, he's the man. He's got to take that shot. No, not necessarily. What you need to do there is make the right basketball play. And LeBron James almost always makes the right basketball play. What about Varejao? Oh, feed Varejao. Oh, my God. Are you doing that just to get under my skin? That's the quickest way to get under my skin is start talking about Andy Varejao. Because I told Steinmetz the day before Game 7 in the Draymond suspended for swatting LeBron's junk game. I still can't believe that went down. He stepped over him like he was... Who did that? Allen Iverson over Tyronn Lue, right? I didn't even know that was like the ultimate disrespect. So he gave him, I don't know, the equivalent of the ultimate disrespect, I guess, is to slap your buddies down there. LeBron James is the best passer out of the foursome that texter just gave us. Steph Curry's a good passer, too. Harden, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him pass. I'm sure he knows how. He just doesn't do it very often. Let's go to Sparky in Oakland. Oh, no, no. Oh, we're head faking him again. That was just mean. I'm sorry, Sparky, but when I saw that it was you and I see what you want to talk about, it's perfect for the next segment. So sit tight. We will go to you. Trust me. We're going to stay in Oakland. Actually, no. Let's go to the LeBron double team conundrum with Max in Walnut Creek. What's up, Max?
I just wanted to agree and disagree with you.
Okay.
I know that LeBron is a great passer, but the man isn't in the facilitator role all the time. He's not playing the one all the time, Herb. And not just that, when he actually is in a position to pass the ball, like you said, he gets criticized. So it's like he's trying to build his legacy, trying to be the guy that shoots the shot, doesn't shoot the shot, whatever. At the same time, if he's actually running the point, he's going to have to be going up and down the court a lot more, using his vision and trying to put his selfishness aside. The dude has a let-me-get-mine mentality at the end of the day because he is a dominant player. He's not going to be able to not have that just because it's in his DNA. He can make the shot. But, I mean, I just agree and disagree with you, and I love you guys. Thanks for having the show.
All right, Max, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that. We're going to be talking with Dieter Kurtenbach of the Bay Area News Group. Bang. He is going to join us, what time, 2:30, I think? So we'll get back in to the NBA when we talk to Dieter. But we got to go back to Anaheim. Last night, what unfolded was definitely the coolest thing I've ever seen in a regular season baseball game. So many different ways in which it was cool. I mean, there's like easy five things off the top of my head. Love that, love that, love that, love that. Just a miserable, awful, wouldn't want to put anybody through that type of situation. And first off, the Rangers came clutch when it actually happened because the Angels were on the road. And then the Angels and their fans and Tyler Skaggs' mom. Did you see what Tyler Skaggs' mom did last night? You'll hear about it next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with us. It is 2:16 on a Saturday afternoon. I'm Michael Urban. We will be together until 5 o'clock, working backwards at the end of the show. As always, we will do good for ball, bad for ball, and we encourage audience participation. May as well write the number down now, or just dial it now. 888-957-9570. If you can only hit us on the text line, the Chilton Autobody text line, that would be 957-9570. Let's see. Herbs, all caps, from the 831. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn my lesson, and I'm going to make sure I have read this at least once before I start reading it live on the air. That's a rookie mistake. Herbs, I'm afraid that the NBA saw that Curry, with no Klay and Durant, very, very easily beatable. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is the evidence. Toronto blew out the Warriors at our very lovely home court Oracle, even though Curry scored 47 points. By the way, love your positive attitude. So are you suggesting that we're going to see like Sega Genesis numbers from Curry, but not a lot of wins? He's just going to be that guy piling up points on a bad team? I don't know. I think that among the fans that think the Warriors are going to struggle this year, I don't think it's like you say you appreciate my positivity. I don't even consider this a positive outlook. This is just me looking at the facts and looking at the roster and looking at what everyone else has and looking at the coaching staffs. How could you think they're not going to make the playoffs? That's the question. How do you possibly think a team led by Steph Curry is not going to make it into the postseason? You got Willie Cauley-Stein, D'Angelo Russell, Draymond Green. It is not a bad roster. It's actually a good roster. It's a very different roster. It's a very young, it's much younger roster. But I'm excited about that part of it. We are going to, there's some people, even if they're watching the world's preeminent practitioner of it, and that would be KD and ISO ball, right? I would say anybody better than KD going ISO? Probably not. And when he was first here, I enjoyed watching that. It was, again, the ultimate luxury. Shot clock winding down, get it to KD. There was novelty to that for me for a couple of years. And now, maybe this is just a defense mechanism on my part. Hard growth a pass in 217. Did you see this text? Harden growth a pass in 217. Does that mean grow a pair or?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Or he's finally going to make his first pass ever in 2017? Did Harden ever not have a beard? We got that question on the text line yesterday, and I forgot to ask either of you gentlemen. Do you remember seeing James Harden without the beard? Like on draft day, I saw his picture on draft day. He had the mini beard working. So he'd already decided that was going to be his look. Sweet. Let's go to Al in Pacifica. What's up, Al? What's going on in P-Town?
What's going on, Herbs, man? Hey, you're killing the show today, and I appreciate you involving the audience and getting everybody's feedback before making any decisions. I called early, or I texted earlier about, you know what I mean? Like, we think Steph is, as Warriors fans, we think Steph should be ranked as high as LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the double team, and Steph not having any superstars or any role players surrounding him, will make Steph struggle a little bit. So I'm asking you, a lot of times we hear a lot of Warriors fans and a lot of the media from the Bay Area saying Steph does not get the credit he deserves. Is it really that he does not get the credit that he deserves, or are we a little bit biased and want him to be ranked as high as LeBron James? But when you take the emotion out of it, when you look at just the stats and the level of play, like you said earlier, LeBron James, Kevin Durant can get out of double teams a lot easier than Steph Curry. So does Steph Curry belong in the conversation with LeBron and Durant, or is he a little bit of a tier below those guys? And we're just being a little bit emotional as Warriors fans and want him to be ranked up that high.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of truth to that in terms of maybe because we're so close to the situation and he's ours, maybe we think he's better than he is. But I understand the mindset, but Steph is so good. I don't think you could ever underrate Steph Curry. You know what I mean? I mean
he's great at moving without the ball, right? But if it comes down to a situation where he needs to handle the ball and create a shot and, you know what I mean, a game-winning situation, I feel like he's going to struggle a little bit more than, like, the top-tier players. So I just don't think he's up that high. And I think we're being a little bit biased as far as Warriors fans and want him to be ranked with LeBron James and Kevin Durant, no?
Yeah, no, I totally see that. I mean, look, that's part of being a fan, right? Your guys are better than their guys. Always. You're always going to think that my team, my star is better than those stars. But in Steph's defense, he is the only unanimous MVP in league history. He gets a lot of credit.
Do you think people are sleeping on Steph and D'Lo and the potential that those two can have?
I do. I think there's people around the NBA that look at it and say, they look at that the way some of us look at Harden and Russ being paired together. It's like, no way, that's oil and water. That's not going to work. Again, you're underestimating Steph in that part of the equation because there's a lot of people that didn't think he and Durant were going to be able to. How are they going to do that? And Clay, he needs the ball. He needs to get his touches too. Steph is going to make it work. That's why he's such a great leader. He will do what the team needs. If sublimating his ego is what the team needs, that's what he's going to do.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I think this year is the perfect opportunity for Steph to solidify his legacy. I appreciate you, and I'm going to keep listening. Keep it killing it, man. I thank you.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Al. Appreciate that. See, that's the type of call I like to have. Just let's talk. Let's not yell at each other. If we can disagree, that's fine. We better be disagreeing on a lot. That'd be a pretty boring show if you tuned in and said, yep. That's how that would end up. Variety
right,
is a
right.
Somebody on the text line said I sound like Bochy.
Maybe it's competitor.
Maybe it's because I was doing an impression of him.
Sounds
a little bit like Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. He's a horse.
He's having them French fry potatoes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are going to get back to the duos. I owe you my list of top duos. Trust me, we got plenty of time. It's 2:24. We're together till 5. We're only an hour and 24 minutes into our time together. If the Warriors miss the playoffs next season, this is from the 831. Does that mean James Harden is better than Steph? The Rockets were already making the playoffs without a second star around Harden. So this person's not counting Chris Paul as a star? I don't know, man. Chris Paul is a pretty damn good player. He's a Hall of Famer, don't stick. I can't stand him, but he is a Hall of Famer. G8. This is great. I'm going to save that one. All right, 415 says, dude's tripping. Steph straight pioneered making his own shot, sometimes 40 feet away. Sure, we get it. Oh, somebody says, ooh, piece of candy. Dude's tripping. Steph straight pioneered making his own shot, sometimes 40 feet away. Yes, but that doesn't mean he can take everybody off the dribble and hit a fall away over him. The only guys that Steph Curry is hitting a fall away over is his brother, Seth. I mean, that's just the nature of being 6'3 in the NBA. He'll get you buckets a different sort of way. Let's go to Lori in Oakland. She threatened yesterday to call and talk Wimbledon, and she followed through with the threat today by calling. Thank you, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. It's not a threat. It's me wanting to, first of all, tell you why I and my boyfriend, when he's here, like listening to you so much, because you are able to cover all sorts of different sports, including commenting on Wimbledon, commenting on the Women's World Cup. But that was awesome to listen to you last week, and all of the things that you're interested in, lots of things. And sometimes we don't agree, but we don't have time to call. But today, and also just wanted to mention, when you signed off yesterday, you said something that was really awesome, which was you invited people who are struggling with alcoholism and drug addiction mm-hmm. to follow up with you by your Twitter account or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so, I don't know that I've heard you say that before, or maybe I've had to sign off before you said it. But I encourage you to please keep saying that every single time you're on the air, because you never know who's listening and who is going to reach out to you for support and resources and stuff like that. I think it's awesome. Okay?
Thank you for the kind words, Lori. Yeah,
Go
ahead.
Well, just meanwhile, I don't want to make it too long because I know you've got lots of people on the line. So meanwhile, talking about awesome is Simona Halep beating Serena Williams at Wimbledon in the final today. Her first ever Wimbledon final, her second ever major final, because she won the French Open last year. But she was so incredible, and I've been reading a lot of the interviews and watching the interviews in the last hours. And she credited everything about her win today to her mindset and how she's been working on, working with a sports psychologist for a few years now, and, her focus, her ability. I mean, obviously she's an extraordinary athlete, but she said it was her mindset, and I think that's, like, really extraordinary, because Megan Rapinoe and all the, Rapinoe, I mean, and all the other women on the national team also talked about their mindset and their focus, and some of them, you know, do meditation and stuff like that, and that's what Simona Halep does. And I also would love to see Serena, who I also love, I'd love to see her get really fit. I happen to know somebody who's based in the Bay Area who's one of her secret trainers, because they don't talk about it very much. I mean, at all. Actually, this guy is kind of under the radar. And he said he's discouraged that she hasn't worked on her fitness and weight management since after the baby's birth. Well, she went through a horrible, you know, labor and delivery.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to get on somebody about. Like, oh, you didn't drop your baby weight. I'm sorry, I need to, we've got a guest coming on, Lori. Thank you so much for the kind words. I'm glad you've enjoyed the variety that we are offering. And yes, what I do, what you heard yesterday, I do it at the end of every show that I've done. And I'm not saying that you're a knucklehead for missing it. You're certainly not. Very few people listen from start to finish. But yeah, I mean, I needed help to find my way in life, to get sober, to figure out what it is that truly makes me tick. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me. It might sound weird, someone talking about falling victim to alcoholism, but it is a real disease. It's not a matter of willpower. It's not a matter of mind over matter. I mean, that's laughable if you know anything about addiction. There's physical and mental components to it, which is why I always say, everyone says, you can't do it alone. And some people, I figure they just might be comfortable hitting me up, having a conversation with me, because this might sound weird. I hope you understand the spirit with which I say it. When you're doing a job like this, and then you run into somebody in the public and they recognize you, you can tell. They feel like they know you, because they've heard you talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. They know what kind of music I like. They know, you know, how many daughters I have. They know where I live, which is kind of scary in this day and age. But again, nobody can do that alone. And so I just offer my help. If somebody wants to hit me up, I am more than happy to give them that help. We have another, excuse me, another guest coming on. It is going to be, who do we have? Dieter, right? Dieter Kurtenbach. Is he on the line yet? Okay. Anyone that doesn't believe that Steph can create his own shot has obviously had their head in the sands for the past 6 years. I'm not even a Golden State fan, and I can respect that he has crazy quickness with very nice handles. Very nice handles. He shakes many people to get by them constantly, but where Steph suffers is the lack of strength and size when refs aren't calling the fouls from people literally holding him all game. Yeah, I mean, some teams have the philosophy of let's foul the guy every single time, because they're not going to call it every single time. And during the times they don't call it, there's two things going on. Steph is getting more tired, and he's getting more angry. And that's not really Steph's game, right? I mean, if there's anybody on the Warriors that has to play with joy to be effective, it's Steph. And you can see it. The game starts, right before the game starts, you see him sprinting down to the, what do you call that, pad around the basket post. I mean, the first time I saw him do it, I'm like, what is this guy doing? And he does it before every game. It's because he's like a little kid out there. And that's what I love about the first 2 years of this Warriors run. They seemed like just a bunch of overgrown school kids that just loved hanging out with each other, loved playing ball together. And look, when you're stoked to go to work every day, you're going to be a better worker. And I think that vibe was lost last year. Year two of Durant, I think that was kind of the turning point, because KD won a title and he thought it was going to fulfill him, and it didn't. So I think he thought, well, Let's go ahead and try this. We're not getting a hold of Dieter. Apologies. So we're going to transfer anyway. We're going to pivot anyway. I told you about the scene last night in Anaheim. Tyler Skaggs is a young pitcher for the Angels. And if you're listening to this station right now, you probably know the deal. He was found dead in his hotel room while the Angels were playing the Rangers. The Rangers did the right thing. No cause of death yet. The toxicology reports, they don't come out for a while. I don't understand why that takes so long. Oh, look at this. Here's an enlightened caller. Blah, 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 rant about Serena Williams, secret trainer, bad for ball. Okay, sorry. Yeah, let's rip on her for being a little bit heavy after bearing children. Oh, my goodness. Let's quit pretending that Steph can always create his own shot. I'm a Warriors fan, and I know that Steph can only create his shot when the game is not on the line. I don't know where do you get that from? He can only create his shot when the game is not on the line. You know how many clutch shots Steph Curry has hit in his career? I mean, just one of the most amazing regular season buzzer beaters I've seen was the one that Steph hit against the OKC Thunder. I seem to remember, I'm sure they have a stat for it. Over under on how many game-winning shots Steph Curry has hit in his career. Hit me up on the Chilton Autobody text line because I'm going to look it up during our next break. How many buzzer beaters in Steph's career thus far? And if you had to guess, who do you think leads the league in buzzer beaters, let's say over the past 5 years? Rich is in Fremont. Rich is now on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, Ernst? How you doing, man? Shout out to Redwood City.
There you go, man. What you got going?
You know, the question of whether or not if Steph Curry is on the same level as LeBron James and KD, if people question that, they haven't been watching the NBA for the last 6 years. In my opinion, yes, he is on the same wavelength, because you have to look at the fact that people like KD and LeBron, they have put their brand on the game, and so has Steph Curry, okay? You look at other teams in the league has changed because of the way the Warriors' style of play has affected it. Steph Curry is making more people shoot the three than ever before. The three-point shot percentage has gone up in the last 6 years because of Steph Curry. The Houston Rockets changed the way they shoot the basketball because of Steph Curry. If you have a man that affects the league on that capacity, yes, he's on the same wavelength as KD and LeBron. I'm done.
Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. He's done. That's his walk-off piece. Drop the mic. Walk-off piece. Are we still efforting, Dieter? All right, I'm going to go ahead and get back to that scene in Anaheim last night. Obviously, a miserable, miserable situation for everybody involved. There's no handbook on how to handle something like that. And the Angels, boy, they got a pretty dark history. Or at least they have some dark episodes in their history. Donnie Moore gave up a monster playoff home run and then a couple of years later committed suicide, apparently because he couldn't get past it. And then Nick Adenhart, I think this was about 10 years ago, I was covering the A's at the time, another young Angel, pitched the game of his life. He was going out to celebrate with his buddies and bam, drunk driver, he's gone. So they're used to dealing with tragedy, but it's not something you ever get good at. Let's hope nobody gets good at dealing with tragedy. Everybody deals with it in different ways, right? We all grieve very differently. what the Angels did last night is they allowed an entire region to grieve and find some closure. And there are so many little things that just added up to the coolest regular season game I've ever seen. And I have seen a lot of baseball games. Coolest thing I've ever seen in a regular season game. First off, everybody's wearing number 45. Tyler Skaggs. Everywhere you look, every Angel is wearing number 45 with Skaggs on the back. So you literally could not get away from the reminder that he's not with you, but he's with you. And the coolest part about this is that so many things happened that could have gone wrong, but they didn't. They went, not only did they not go wrong, they went so right. His mom, the ceremonial first pitch, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now. Only one ceremonial pitch to me was more impressive, and it was the strike that George Bush threw at Yankee Stadium. I can't imagine just where we were as a country getting over 9/11. A lot of people had started talking about, oh, baseball games, high-profile sporting events. These are now things we have to worry about. And all that intel goes through the White House, of course. And Bush, look, I'm not going to get into my politics at all. He was my president. And he went out there when the country needed a pickup in the worst way. And it might sound silly, but he got up there and he pumped a strike. Like, I am in command. I'm the commander in chief, in fact. That was the coolest regular season thing I'd seen. No, that was postseason. What happened with this young man's mom, she hops up on the bump and imagine the grief that she's been going through. Imagine where her head is at. Well, wait, you can't imagine. I can't imagine. But she went up there and she pumped a strike, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. Okay, so now you play the game. Well, that's about as good as it can get, right? His mom throwing the strike doesn't get any better than that. Oh, yes, it does. Tyler Skaggs was a pitcher. The Angels pitching staff threw a no-hitter with every guy wearing number 45, Tyler Skaggs. If that didn't move you, I feel sorry for you. I mean, it's moving me now. And this is what makes sports so great. You can't script that. You would get kicked out of a Hollywood pitch meeting. It's, beat it. Beat it. That would never happen. Except that it did. And look, I know when I'm crushing it, when I'm telling a story, and I'm not crushing this right now. I'm not equipped to. But if you saw it, you were moved. It was powerful. I thank the Angels organization for what they did. And it allowed everybody in the stands, and most important, look, the Skaggs family is going to be going through this for a long time. But nights like last night, a huge help, just in terms of not feeling alone. I mean, you had, what, 40,000 people united for the same reason. This time, not just for a baseball game, but to celebrate a life. Mike Trout even took the microphone. Let's get Trout on the other side. Mike Trout. Rob Manfred says he needs to put himself out there more. Well, Trout put himself out there last night, and I'm not going to say I want more of it because the circumstances around it, but I feel a little bit closer to Mike Trout today than I did before. I didn't see any wires. He's not a robot. He actually feels. His sound is powerful. We'll bring that to you next, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with us. I'm Michael Urban. It is 2:49 on Saturday. We are going to be together until 5 o'clock. We've gotten into quite a bit of NBA stuff. Steph Curry spoke about basically the entire Warriors offseason. He hadn't really gotten in front of microphones until yesterday. He's playing in that celebrity golf tournament up in Tahoe, and he was asked about virtually everything that's gone on with the team, acquisitions, the departure of Kevin Durant, and as usual, Steph nailed it. The Angels nailed it last night. As I said in the previous segment, by far the most moved I've ever been. It's sad that tragedy is what has to bring this about, but that's just how it goes. Sports is the ultimate reality TV show. So in addition to all the guys wearing Tyler Skaggs 45 jerseys, in addition to his mom going out there and pumping a strike right down Main Street, today was Tyler Skaggs' birthday, 7-13. The Angels scored 7 runs in the first inning last night and 13 in the game. There's a couple other numerical oddities or coincidences, or yes, there are baseball gods, and yes, they had a say in tonight. Every pitcher who took the mound during that no-hitter would basically follow in the footsteps, quite literally and figuratively, of the pitcher before them by putting 45, like, you see guys draw stuff on the mound sometimes. Sometimes it's a paying homage to their parents or something like that. All of the Angels pitchers did the 45 on the back of the mound. And I wouldn't be surprised if they all do that all year long. They've also got patches. I mean, it just was what could have been a really heavy, heavy, heavy night at the ballpark. And there was heft to it, no doubt. But I also think it was cathartic. And it's another reason we love sports, right? Is it's an escape. It's a getaway. Mike Trout, who the only kind of criticism people ever come up with on Mike Trout is that he's boring. Not a good interview. All right, fine, Rob Manfred. Then put together a commercial where he doesn't have to talk. Just show highlights of him. Anyway, don't get me started. He was... Trout, I'm saying, was close with Tyler Skaggs. Apparently, Skaggs was one of those guys that everybody in the clubhouse just adored. Just there's certain guys at every job. There's the guys that everybody wants to hang out with after work. And then there's the guy that they want nothing to do with them, like Paul Blart, mall cop. I don't know how a team can hop back on the field after a game like last night. Think of the high. Think of the emotional high. And then you come back today, and it's kind of supposed to be, all right, that was over, now we move on. And yes, life needs to move on. But I'm thinking today was probably really difficult. More difficult than last night for a lot of the Angels. Mike Trout had a difficult time articulating himself, but he did it. He stepped up and listened to the emotion in his voice.
It's speechless. He meant so much to us, and obviously what a night, you know, honoring him, 45, you know, with his mom here, Carly, his whole family, friends, and in front of our, you know, home fans. You know, this is definitely for him, and he's definitely he was definitely watching over us tonight.
You hear that cracking in his voice? You can also hear the smacking of the gum. Mike, take the gum out of the mouth before you do interviews. But man, that's the most human I've ever seen Trout. I'm not saying he's a cyborg. It's just he's such a good baseball player. He can do no wrong on a baseball field, it seems like. Ooh, this is a great text. I was telling you boys about it before the show started. D. Gordon's home run after Alex Fernandez's death. That was the coolest thing. Say again? I'm sorry. Oh, Jose Fernandez. Am I saying Alex? Who's Alex Fernandez? There's got to be an Alex Fernandez somewhere. Who is he? But yeah, he was in the tragic boating accident. Member of the Marlins. I'm sure you remember this if you're a baseball fan. D. Gordon was buddies with him. D. Gordon does not hit home runs. And first game back after the death of his friend, Gordon goes bomb. Again, you can't make that up. He's not a home run hitter. I don't know that he had a home run that season to that point. D. Gordon is a burner. Talk about a dying breed. But he goes in honor of his friend and then starts to lose it around third base. Just emotional. Pointed up to the sky. Before last night, that was the coolest regular season moment. Favorite postseason moment, Bush's first pitch. Before last night, favorite regular season moment was just that, D. Gordon, in the wake of Fernandez's passing. And last night, if there's something cooler in my future, something more memorable than a regular season game, I can't wait to see it because I will never forget what I saw last night. And if you didn't get to see it, you should be all over YouTube looking for as much of it as you can. Hell, watch the whole damn game.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.